Six Clicks Quick Bits.
Hey everybody, Stephen here. Welcome back. Well, it's officially dropped, as they say, in my old media scene, the Australian Cybersecurity Strategy 2020. The environments, the strategies, the responses, the action plans even. Lots of top line stuff. Though I do have a couple of favourite moments that I spied when reading the strategy, but what do I know? Which is why our head of cybersecurity, Andrew Robinson, is here with us. Andrew, thanks for coming back. I'm not giving you long. I know that. I just wanted to call you today and ask what your initial thoughts were when reading Australia's new cybersecurity strategy 2020, and perhaps give me something to consider that I no doubt missed.
Sure, no worries, Stephen. Well, you said dropped in your introduction, and I know that comes from your media scene, so I'll try not to conflate that with malicious code dropping in my cybersecurity scene, but I'll get straight on to the cybersecurity strategy. The last one we had was from 2016, so this is the second of its kind. It has a significant budget increase, or follows recent budget increases for national security and cybersecurity specifically. The last one was about $230 million, I think, and now we're looking at on top of $1 billion. A lot of that comes from follows also the cyber attacks that the Australian Prime Minister got up and spoke about, and I think that was the context setting for all of this that has come after that. So one of the interesting things that came up in my review of the strategy was around trusted digital identities. So really, I'd love to see a lot more detail on that one and what it means for people doing business with the government and for those commercial enterprises that hook into that same platform for dealing with our identities in those dealings. I think that it's really quite a complex topic that requires a paper and a discussion on its own. So flag that one for future 2-minute Tuesdays or, mm-hmm. 20-minute Fridays or something like that. The other one would be, and maybe where I've sort of put out a little bit of criticism, is that it's a bit telco heavy. Having been influenced by Telstra and some mention of its cleaner pipes initiatives, and from what I see of a practitioner's point of view, we see that more encryption over networks, so we should anticipate that telcos have less visibility. So I do wonder about the efficacy of that kind of thought coming into our whole national strategy on cybersecurity. And my call to action is really, stronger cybersecurity is great, but we should also be wary as to overcook our cybersecurity arrangements and swap a culture of innovation for overbearing measures that hamper the ability of technology companies and cybersecurity companies to compete on a global scale, something to be mindful of at least.
Before you go, I wanted to hit you with what I think would be the most controversial question in cybersecurity today.
Got me nervous, Stephen.
Is cybersecurity one word or two?
One word or two. I know I prefer two, but those close to me prefer one. So
I do one word.
Either way it comes, I read it and understand what you mean, and hopefully you pick up what I'm putting down too.
So is it you've gone with two? That you're locking that in? That's your final answer.
I personally go with two, but I'm happy to use one when people who are correcting my articles that are to be published, if they want to go with one, that's fine with me too.
Tackling the big issues, head of cybersecurity, one word or two at your preference. Andrew Robinson, thanks very much for joining us. Cheers, mate.
Stay safe.
Thanks for checking in to the Six Clicks podcast. Get in touch with us anytime at sixclicks.io or find us on your favourite socials.